Blog Talk Radio.
Of Dollhouse Radio and the first anniversary of the Heaven Hollywood Experience on Dollhouse Radio. Give everybody a round of applause. Welcome! Give yourself another round of applause. I'm your host, Heaven Hollywood. It's the Heaven Hollywood Experience. It's Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies. The number, as always, is 646-595-4038, and we have a jam-packed show. Jam-packed show. We're going to get people in here, and people are going to be checking in. We're going to be crank-calling celebrities, all sorts of garbage is happening. Maya should be checking in. Jessica Canseco should be checking in. Our guest at 10:30 will be none other than VH1's Mama D from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. We have Loopy Bloggers will be checking in. Oh, man. Curdy of Big Money Getter Entertainment, the director Sesh Faluke. Craziness going on. I'm your host, Heaven Hollywood. Let me bring my crazies in as they're coming in. My man to them, 1 year on Dollhouse Radio. Boy, did that go fast.
Nigga, we made it.
What up, man?
Oh, man.
Word.
Glad that you came in. Let me find that. 1 year. Today, we did our first show on Dollhouse Radio.
See, word, sure does. Time flies when you're having fun.
Time definitely flies when you're having fun. 646-595-4038. 1 year!
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hop of the slave ship. Popped up my chain and took it to Jacob, I gotta go play it. Walked in that bitch like, nigga, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements, I can't be rated. Damn, ho, stun on them haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, put so much out talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. Why these rappers rap about guns they ain't shot and a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop.
Oh, man. 646-595-4038. We got all sorts of people dropping in. Whew. special guest wants to chime in. I know you know this voice, my man to them.
I'm sure I do.
Who do we have on our line on the anniversary of Vevin Hollywood Express and Dollhouse Radio?
It's Miss Maya. How are you?
There she is, Miss Maya, online with Dollhouse Radio. Miss Maya, welcome once again. How are you this evening?
I am fine, but the question here is, how are y'all? Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary, all that good stuff.
Yes, yes, we're doing great. My man to them is with me. My man to them, welcome back, fam. Miss Maya, back on the line.
Welcome to the party in person. I feel fucking great. Thanks for asking.
Can I ask you, what are y'all drinking right now?
Hennessy.
Well, I know it. My man to them, what are you sipping on over there?
I'm personally drinking a Hennessy. All my people know that already. And what are you sipping on over there, sir?
Jesus Christ. When it's in the system, ain't no telling.
Yeah. I can ask.
Miss Maya, I know you're in the middle of, you have a lot of stuff going on. You're in the studio right now. I'm saying, you also, something just came out. Let everybody know real quickly. We appreciate you calling in. Let everybody know real quickly what just dropped. It's also an anniversary of yours.
Yeah, well, today marks the 11th anniversary of my third album, Mood Ring. You know, Sweet 16 is popping right now from April release. But I'm on the cover of Women's Runners magazine, and it's officially on stands tomorrow everywhere. And it just was released online today. So pick that up. Talks about my experience as a runner, my new vegan diet, which has been a challenge for this half year. And, yeah.
You're still doing the vegan thing, huh? How have you been able to stick with it? You haven't snuck away. Wait, let's be honest, Ma. You haven't snuck no steak, no French fries in there?
No. See, you can have French fries. They are potatoes. As long as they're not cooked with butter, if you're vegan. I did vegetarianism from January 1st to June 30th. And then I started my veganism, which is different than vegetarianism, July 1st, which is insane.
Wow.
It's insane because you can't have anything, dairy, milk, eggs, none of that, and nothing made with it. So you have to read the back of everything.
Wow, and we see you're still sticking to it. You look great. And make sure everyone
check out
that Women's Runner magazine. And happy anniversary to you on the 11th anniversary of Mood Ring.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you checking in so much. You're always welcome. Maya, everybody, make sure you go get that album. It's out there. It's popping. Check your email, too. I sent that over to you. But that's on another note. And,
let me ask you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
What are you doing for your anniversary today or tonight?
Well, right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it professional. I'm just going to do the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do the show and then go home like a good little boy. but I will turn up over the weekend. We're having a party in here tonight. There's going to be a lot of people coming through. There's a lot of people calling up. So, and you lead us off. What better lead off than Miss Maya herself? And we do appreciate you taking time. Now get back to work because we know you're in there.
Yes, sir.
Pop it off in the studio.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Enjoy your weekend and happy anniversary once again.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you once again, Miss Maya. That girl right there, showing love to Dollhouse Radio.
Man, listen, I tell you what, back in the day, yo, shit, yo, I used to wish I ran to Maya on the street, yo. Not that I know I would have a chance or not, but just for the shot to get shot down, you know what I mean? Like,
shot down by Maya.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I talked to her, she told me no, but fuck it, I was talking to her, you know?
At least that, I tell you. That would be further than a lot of people can get. You know, listen, I threw the rap at her, and she said no.
Said no. Wow. I turned down my mind. I was mad at her, yo. And she walked away, switching away, too. It was something. She wore some shit. Oh, my God. So her ass was crazy. But anyway, she's a friend of the show.
Even still, I mean, this, like I said, like we told her before, when she's up here, she don't even, man, she still looks the same. This girl getting younger.
Word.
I need to get on that vegan diet that she's on. 646-595-4038. We're gonna be calling. We're gonna crank call somebody later on in the show. He's got all sorts of fun popping off. Let me take a look at the schedule here. All right, my man to them. Now we're gonna kick it off 10:15. We're gonna do some. We're gonna pay some tribute to some Dollhouse alumni that's been listening to Dollhouse Radio from the jump. 10:15, my man Mark is gonna be calling in. Mark Spearman is going to be calling in 10:15. So if he's on the line, he needs to press 1. Get that hand up. You know how it works. 646-595-4038. Real quick, before we get to our first guest, some stuff that's going on here on that we broke, a story. But, you know, what's wrong with Floyd Mayweather, man? You know, remember we went over the whole thing with T.I., my manager, and Floyd said, I respect marriage, so I'm not fucking that girl. You know, we ain't never had no sex, and, you know, I respect marriage, blah, blah, blah.
What he done did,
you know. Well, Floyd the other day at a press conference promoting his fight against Marcos Medina, somebody yelled out, you know, what about T.I.? Floyd responded, what about the bitch?
Ooh.
I was fucking his bitch. So Floyd Mayweather comes back and says, I was fucking his bitch. Now, this is after he said all along that he wasn't having sex with this woman.
Yeah.
So now, recently, Floyd tried to approach Tiny on the red carpet. This is after the whole T.I. thing blew up. And she kind of dissed Floyd.
Wow.
And he was calling her. You could hear her calling the back, Tiny, Tiny, Tiny. Called like 20 times, Tiny, Tiny, Tiny. Tiny just kept walking. And then he comes out and says he was having sex with her. Then when people start questioning on him, like saying, why are you saying it now? He says, no, I wasn't having sex. I didn't say that. What I said was he thinks I was fucking his bitch. Floyd, listen.
There we go.
Stop backtracking. Stop backtracking. That's one thing my man to him has my biggest pet peeve. If you're going to tweet it, put your name on it. Well, Herman Edwards said it best. Put your name on it. Don't delete it. Don't backtrack and say you didn't mean it.
Word,
put your name on it.
If I said it, I meant it, God damn it. Word.
and leave it on it. Floyd, we know you fucked that girl. But you see, now you have to make yourself look good because you went into the whole, I respect marriage, blah, blah, blah. Floyd, you fucked that girl. And you know you did. 646-595-4038. Now I heard that T.I. came at him sideways on some subtweets in Detroit talking about, yeah, if I said something, I would never let a man change my mind into saying, into changing it and blah, blah, blah. Just a one big mess. And what's going to happen is somebody going to end up getting shot.
I was going to say exactly. Somebody's going to get shot.
Somebody's going to end up getting shot. I'm telling you right now. Because Floyd Mayweather, I don't care. T.I., you can talk all you want. You can say all you want about how you a street nigga. You ain't beating up Floyd Mayweather.
I was going to say, I could see Floyd getting shot because of that. Because
right.
T.I.'s probably not going to let him get beat the fuck up. So instead, I'm just going to come with some guns, shoot you up. Maybe not
right.
Him. Somebody who happens to know him may shoot him. But still, you know what I mean?
Exactly. 646-595-4038. We got to be prompt, everybody. Our first guest we're waiting on at 10:15 is my man Mark Spearman. If you're on the line, there's a lot of people on the line. Line is lit up. I need you to press 1 so I can find you out there. The other story, the big story that I broke, Dollhouse Radio, is the Heaven Hollywood exclusive. Janet Jackson and Chris Brown.
What?
Now, when people see this, they say, Janet Jackson, Chris Brown, what are you talking about? Well, let's get our minds out the gutter.
They did a song together. Okay, thank God.
Ooh. Janet Jackson, who reportedly retired from music in 2000 and... she got married, so I'm going to say 2013 that she reports she retired from music. Well, according to one of my sources, and you know me, you know my sources are the best sources, Janet will be returning to the music scene late this year or early 2015 with a very sexy record that features Chris Brown. Now, as of right now, they don't know whether it's going to be on Janet's album or Chris's album, or whether it's going to be one of them going to be featured on each other's song, or it's going to be a duet. However, it is said the video is said to feature a steamy love scene and an epic dance scene. Chris Brown and Janet Jackson. An epic dance scene. Now that's going to be something to say.
Yeah, can't wait.
646-595-4038. Mark Spearman will be our first guest. We're waiting on him. Let's see. What else we got going on? The On the Run tour, which is Jay-Z and Beyonce. I changed it over the week. I changed the name of the tour.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The name of the tour, and this I'm going to give the credit to the director for this, is the On the Rocks tour. Because that marriage is hanging on a string, allegedly. Allegedly. And I mean heavy allegedly. But, my man and him, we reported this months ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
But nobody wants to listen to me. I'm just a little old blogger that, you know, everyone thinks don't know anything. But except everything that I see, everything that I have said over the last 2 years has eventually come true. I said when that fight popped off that I had exclusive knowledge from a person who attended that after party that that fight was over Rachel Roy. I broke that story on my blog before TMZ. The next morning, TMZ comes out and says it was about Rachel Roy, which I already told people because I knew someone was at the party. I then told people that this tour, there was rumors of them possibly canceling the tour. I said, they have already collected money. They will not cancel this tour. They're due to both gain $75 million apiece when all the smoke clears. Story comes out that they've collected 75% of money, like I told people. When this tour is over, when all the money is dallied up, I'll give it 2-3 months. And you're going to hear an announcement of a split. I'm letting you know that right now.
You're right, though.
The word is already out that they're traveling with a marriage counselor, which they tried to pose in the newspaper as an accountant. But good old Heaven Hollywood looked this woman up. She's not an accountant. She's a marriage counselor. Why did they say she's an accountant? Because they don't want people to know that they're traveling with a marriage counselor, of course. 646-595-4038. I wish I had the song Fuck With Me. You know I got it. I'd play that right now. Oh, boy. 646-595-4038. We're waiting on Mark Spearman. Why we do that? Let's see here. Since it was a great year, we had a lot of good music on the show. Mark Spearman, 1015. We're going to also have, after him, Chris McGriff, another guest, another alumni. We'll get these boys on the phone. Don't make me have to call you.
Right.
If you're on the line, put the one up. Here's a song that we played a lot. During the year, we played this song a lot, my mans and them, in the 1 year that we were on. Let's just check this out. Let's check this out, my mans and them. This, this was a good joint. My man X-Phase, we're going to try to get our guests on the line. It is Dollhouse Radio, the Heaven Hollywood Experience 1-year anniversary, and Dollhouse Radio 5-year anniversary. Happy anniversary, Dollhouse Radio. X-Phase, go.
Well, need me a Noel. Usually isn't gonna go well. Oh well, the X should have been the symbol. Well, but you were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can pinch it, twist and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now and leave you with the person named Yosel. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell.
No hell.
Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Down.
I let them haters keep talking. Anybody seen no waitress? Tell her bring more liquor. Homer dolls in the building. And we smoking on that killer. Anybody know a hater? Middle finger to the ceiling. Feeling like John Gotti. Can't nobody fuck with us. We them niggas. We them niggas, we them niggas.
We them niggas, we them niggas.
All them bad bitches know it.
All them bad bitches know it.
We them niggas, we them niggas.
We them niggas, we them niggas.
Middle finger to the ceiling.
Middle finger to the ceiling.
We them niggas, we them niggas.
We them niggas, we them niggas.
We don't really give a fuck.
We don't really give a fuck.
We them niggas, we them niggas.
I'm screaming fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. Middle finger to the ceiling, everybody keep calm, cause you got some real niggas in the building.
In the building.
And you don't really look familiar, that's your girl, my bad. In my ear, she been begging me to hit her. Oh Lord, have I really catch your feelings all night from the club to the villa? Know you chillin' with the realest, I ain't even gotta stay blowing money, you don't really mean a letter. We them niggas from the bottom to the top, y'all mad, lol, go figure. Ball main on the feet, 20 bottles of the peach on the way, light them up,
light them up.
I don't really give a what, I don't really give a what, mess around, I'ma buy the whole club. I'm just really showing love, they gon' probably get a mad, so sad, all haters need a hug. Take a hit of these drugs, getting high with my dogs till the motherfucking sun come up. Let it pass, puff, puff.
Anybody seen no waitress? Tell her bring more liquor. Homer dolls in the building. And we smoking on that killer. Anybody know a hater? Middle finger to the ceiling. Feeling like John Gotti. Can't nobody fuck with us. We them
646-595-4038. It is the Heaven Hollywood Experience. It's a Dollhouse Radio anniversary show. My God, there's a lot of people on the line. We was waiting for our guests. You know, we have it scheduled out because this is a crazy night. 10:30? None other than Mama D. VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We had Maya check in early. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on a bunch of people. Crazy Jack Thriller from ThisIs50.com. My man Loopy Blogger is going to be checking in. We got Jam Pack. Girl Jessica Canseco, fam from VH1's. Hollywood exes. I'm going to probably crank call my girl Portia Carrera.
Call that chick.
She was on the show earlier this year. I might crank call her. She's now out of the adult film game. So I might call her with like a fake offer. Like, you know, we're going to offer you like, you know, $3,500 to be in a 20-minute scene. Let's see what she says. I'm answering them. If I call her, you know, she doesn't know your voice. So if I call her, what happened is you have to say, listen, We'll do it. It's going to be funny. 646-595-4038. So let's move on. This is, of course, the Dollhouse Radio 5th anniversary, and it is the first anniversary for the Heaven Hollywood Experience. Crazy things happened. Already crazy things happened, and Maya checked in nice and early. We're going to have Mama D at the bottom of the hour. We're waiting on our guests. We were supposed to have alumni for Dollhouse Radio.
Oh, no.
Mark Spearman and McGriff. If you're on the lines, you got to press 1 so I know where to find you. 646-595-4038. 507 area code. You're on the Heaven Hollywood Experience at Dollhouse Radio.
What's going on? It's Chris.
Chris, what's going on, my brother?
Man, I'm chilling. Actually, I was surprised to actually see my government name on there because I normally go by Big Glide. That's how most of the Dollhouse listeners know me.
So that is, and that was, I was notified of that. I'm not going to, let's not blame, I'm not going to put it on the Dollhouse crew. That was my fault. Inexperienced.
Oh, I'm not.
Not knowing who you are, but I'm reading up on you. You've been a Dollhouse listener from day one. Tell me about your most fun, your best Dollhouse experience, one of the shows.
I think it would have to be probably the listening to the prank that that they did on Brian Pumper. That was hilarious when he was trying to freestyle and he did his own hook and everything. That was hilarious.
Right. So
and he just kept going. He wouldn't stop, and he thought he was killing it too.
That sounds like Papa.
That dude is ridiculous.
I remember that prank that Indian Jack and the crew, Ari Polk, played on Brian Pumper. Listening to Dollhouse Radio every weekend, what did you, did it give you the night, well, you know what, I don't know what to expect, you know, on the show, was that the type of feeling you got, I got to tune in because I just don't know what to expect?
Well, yeah, because, you know, the combination of India, Jack, and Ari, I mean, you know, their chemistry was amazing. They fed off
right.
of each other, you know, and it was funny when they went in on each other, too. But also,
right.
you never knew what was going to be said, you know, and then even, like, with some of the songs that were played by, you know, some of the artists, you know, Jack would always call Ari the dream killer because sometimes she would just trash a song. And that was even funny in itself because you never knew what would happen in an interview. So, you know, I was always anticipating, you know, what would happen next. That's why I stayed locked in all the time. They made it interesting. They kept it fun. And most of all, they were real with it. You know, it wasn't
right.
scripted. It wasn't fake. You know, it wasn't like, you know, oh, yeah, well, they do that same thing all the time. You know, they may have the similar formats, but
right.
everything they did was always different.
Wow, and this is the Heaven Hollywood Experience. This is the 5th anniversary for Dollhouse Radio, talking with Big Glide, one of the listeners from day one. Hopefully, you'll be able to tune in to the Heaven Hollywood Experience. We're on Tuesday nights. I'll try to keep it going. Try to keep the legacy and the brand going, hopefully to your liking. And, man, we just appreciate you, Big Glide, for being a Dollhouse listener from day one. And just keep up the support, and we'll keep supporting you as well.
No doubt. And I just want to say this real quick. I'm definitely proud to see how much the Dollhouse brand has grown, you know, just from that one show, you know, that happened on Saturdays and Tuesdays. It was like
right.
2 hours on Saturday and 1 hour on Tuesday. And just to see how it's grown to all of these different shows throughout the week, You know, I'm very proud of, you know, the fact that, you know, I was able to hear it from the beginning when it started, you know, when everybody was just trying to find their way and feel out how this thing works. And now it's huge. So, you know, much love to, you know, India and then everybody who's involved with it now, you know.
And Big Glide Man, we thank you for your kind words. And just keep checking us out, man. We're just going to keep bringing you that fire from Dollhouse Radio, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no doubt. Take it easy, man.
Big Guy, one of those. Alum from Dollhouse Radio. 646-595-4038. The Queen is in the building, everyone. Favorite mama, my man's in them. And this lady has, you know, a lot of people I've heard said they tune in to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta just for one person. And it's Queen, Mama D.
Hello,
Dollhouse
Radio.
Hello, Mama D. Welcome.
Hello.
To the Heaven Hollywood Experience and Dollhouse Radio Anniversary. I am your host, Heaven Hollywood. My man's in them is with me, and my man's in them, the Queen, Mama D, is in the building.
Hey, how you
worship
doing,
the
man?
Queen.
Hi, how you do? Welcome from the palace, darling.
Yes, seriously. All hail the Queen, right?
Yes, and in that order, and I do mean that.
Now, we want to get to the good. You know, people have been tweeting me all day because, you know, you, Mama D, whether you know it or not, you are quite an intimidating figure. So a lot of people, you know, tweet me or email me and say, ask her this, you know. Because I tell her, call up and ask her yourself. But, you know, I got a lot of wusses, you know, that listen to my show as well. But you see, let's get to the good stuff, I said. Now, Mama D, I be checking out the Twitter feeds and the emails. You got a lot of young dudes trying to get at you on Twitter. Now, this young man wants to let me know, when you going to let a young dude smash on the season? When you going to let a young dude get at you?
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't have any more breast milk. You know, I ran out of breast milk after I had my daughter in 87. But, you know, so if he want to smash something, go smash his mama. Otherwise, respect Scrappy's mother.
Whoa, man. Donnell, I'm going to have to tweet you back her answer, my man. Well, won't be no young dudes.
No, baby, I ain't got time to babysit. I ain't got time to raise nobody else's children. Do you hear me?
No, that's
ain't
not
no
Donnell.
My well runs dry. Do you hear me?
Well, Donnell, just keep, in other words, keep on supporting the show.
Tell him that I love him and much love from the palace, you dig?
Now, what has been the
wow.
biggest positive and negative about being on Love and Hip Hop?
The biggest positive that my real life is exposed and people get to see who I am and how me and my son function, you know, how we, the
right.
camaraderie of it all. And the down part is that a lot of people don't, they think that you, when they see us in public, we owe them something. We owe them that when I'm eating or something, they can just run up on me. Listen, I've gotten two colds and two or three pink eyes from giving people hugs. And so when I extend my right hand of fellowship out, you know, they think I'm being funny. But, you know, baby,
right.
I can't, you ain't paying my premiums on my medical insurance. I am. So I got to be forever cautious.
I'll throw something else in there for you that is a little jewel that's going to help you that should probably even further. Did you know, Mama D, that handshaking passes the most germs of any form of greeting? So you even got to stop shaking their hands.
I don't care, but everybody don't smell too fresh and so clean, baby. So I'm not trying to rub. Rub chest and all that stuff. Washing and hand washing techniques, but I just can't. When I tell you I can't, and some people ain't too fresh, you know what I mean? Some people need to get some secret deals.
What we're going to do for you is just start giving them a bow. You know, like the Japanese people. Bow.
Yeah,
don't touch me.
I just give them a little cursing. I just give them a little cursing wave.
That's a nod and a wave.
Yes, yes, yes to the gods, yes.
646-595-4038, the one and only Mama D, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, as we all know, you're very protective over little Scrappy, your son. Now, out of all, here's our emailed question, out of all the women that were with Scrappy that you've known on camera and off, Give us the name of the one you prefer the most, the one you like the best for Scrappy.
Well, Shay's not on this season, but she's in the running, and honestly, the Bambi is right there. I mean, when I tell you this young lady is very smart, she's very beautiful. Her mother raised her right. She's very respectful, unlike Erica Dixon. No, I keep it 100 because when you ask me something, just be ready for the answer.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you know, you can't help but who loves your child and who gives you respect, because a lot of people, like you said, are intimidating me. And see, when someone comes in my son's life and they trying to break up, you know, the bond between me and my son, just be a part of who we are. If you're coming in, then you should see how much he loves his mother, how much his mother loves him, and the strong bond that we have. When you come from a jealous point of view and saying, to break it up and got my son turning on me long time ago, then that means you don't have the best interest, you know, of the palace, and you can't be a blue blood. And if you can't be a blue blood, you can't walk the halls and the corridors of the palace, baby, because what will happen, you know, I got guards at the east and the west and the north and the south, and they manning all gates, you feel me? So, you know, and they just keep on trying to scale the walls, and I got binoculars on, I got everything, if I can hear everything, every pin that drop.
646-595-4038. Mama D, Yadita, Twitter is the, T-H-A, real Mama D.
And Mama spelled the M-O-M-M-A-D-E.
Right. Not M-A-M-A or M-A-M-M-A. It's M-O-M-M-A-D-E-E. What is the biggest, would you say, is the biggest issue with you and Erica Dixon?
Well, it all started right after she got pregnant with my granddaughter over 9 years ago. Me and her were cool. But it's like, she probably hated me from afar, but when she got the baby in her belly, she felt like, you know, okay, so now this is the way. This boy I don't got a hope to, he going to love his child more than he love his mama, so this is the way to pull him out. Because for a whole 9 months, she kept saying, my son, your mama don't come first no more, this baby do. So I understand that. But to nail it every day in his head, what they're saying, she had ulterior motives to come in between. You don't have to tell a real man that their child come first. He going to make sure his child come first. But for you to keep pounding that means you had ulterior motives. And then a month before she had my granddaughter, she told me, since you're so used to running everything, how about I run this? You can't come in the delivery room. But they had shot her up so much with morphine that night, she didn't know I was right there with cameras. I seen her coochie and seen my granddaughter come. I wasn't stunned that.
Right.
And everything. I keep it 100. She wouldn't let me see my granddaughter. Because she had that power. She wanted to show me I got control. I got your son, baby. And he ain't thinking. He ain't studying you. But what she didn't realize is that's my child. We got a forever bond. It don't matter if he had 10 babies by 15 women. He's still going to love his mama.
646-595-4038. Honestly, what did you think about the sex tape, the Mimi sex tape? And personally, do you believe that she set it up, and two, she sold it?
I think Nico did it. It was crazy. He would never owe up to it. but I think she did it. But, you know, it's a lot of things that's going to come out in reunion that y'all need to hear and see and make your own judgment call on that.
Absolutely.
But when I saw it, I was out of town. And then when I saw it, I gave her a call, and I told her the truth. And I said to her, quote, unquote, verbatim, I said, when I seen the tape, I said, shoot, I said, even the queen got hot. Shit, I wanted to run up on something so I can jump up and down on it. Seriously. I know you're in shock. I know you're in shock. Just cool out, cool out.
Yes.
When I told you, yes, I told her. That was my word. I said, baby, you got the queen hot. I tried to run up on somebody and see if I could get a little bump and grind going. Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
Oh man! So, what got you? About what got you? Was it the ride? Is that what did it for you? Was it the ride? Like everyone else? Did you
ride?
Did you go out and try to get a shower ride, Mama D?
No, I'm not finna go that far because I'd be on broke the door and shower curtain. You know what I mean? I'm 155. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? There's some fantasies you got to leave alone. You can't entertain every fantasy.
My man to them, what you got?
I was actually going to say, you kind of just answered it. I was going to ask you, did you like enjoy the tape or not? I personally thought it was in. That's just me, though. But I'm going to pick somebody, though.
But you know what? Here's the deal. I think from the shower curtain scene, every woman or man should invent their own scene. I don't want to come behind nobody else. I make my own mark in life, but don't you know?
So you might create like a, you know, something different. Instead of hanging from the shower rod, you might, you know.
I might go win my son mansion and swing from one of his chandeliers. I don't know. I just make one.
There you go. Then after that, they see Mama D swinging from the chandelier.
I put the lighting places in order.
646-595-4038. On a serious note, how do you handle, because we know there's a lot of it, I mean, you know, social media, especially with social media involved, opens you up for, you know, for people to, as I like to say, I like to call them Twitter muscles and mouse pad mobsters and keyboard killers. You know, so how do you handle all the hate and criticism that comes with you from being, you know, famous? Because, I mean, because you are famous. If you're on TV and when you're not on the shows, on the new shows, when the new shows aren't showing, they're showing the old shows, you're pretty much on TV 5 to 7 days a week. How do you handle the hate that comes with being famous?
You know, I take it with a grain of salt because at the end of the day, these people don't pay my bills. They don't do nothing for me. At the end of the day, I wonder where they were, you know, again, when I was raising my child and he needed toys up under the Christmas tree or school clothes and school. No, I don't care. I don't care because they don't make me. They don't define who I am as a human being and as a woman. You know, everybody's been raised different. Everybody comes from different cultural backgrounds. So no mother is the same. So it doesn't matter what they think of me. Just know that I do live, and I'm going to continue loving my kids and my grandkids, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? All hands on deck.
Wow. That's real talk from the queen. 646-595-4038. And before you go on, we so appreciate you giving us a few minutes. What can we... I'll ask this one. This is a good one. What is the biggest misconception about Mama D? This is from June. She's 13.
That I don't have a life.
What are you
doing
watching that show? 13 years old. This is from June. Who's 13?
They think I have no life, but I just run behind my son and get in his business. I do have a life. You know, I don't have. You know, I'm not dating right now, but. You know, other than that, I you know, I live. I go out. I have cousins and girlfriends that I go and have drinks with. I laugh. They come over to, you know, to the palace, and we wine and dine. I mean, I live. And it's really small thing to a giant, and it doesn't take a airplane pilot to get it. I live,
right.
and that VH1 cuts everything out and shakes it. But you know, I do other things, but I would never turn my back on my kids for nothing. And I saw all the barbecue sauce in Texas and all the tea in China.
Wow, and we are talking to the one and only Mama D, VH1's Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta. Are you surprised?
And I have some things. I have a Queen Collection clothing line coming out.
Most definitely. Blast that out. Well, when can we look forward to finding out, and what exactly does that consist of?
That consists of, I want to bring the grown and sexy look back. You know, these women feel like they have to show their butt cheeks or their cleavages to pull a man or to be sexy. You can cover up and still be sexy. Sexy is not really to me, and it's just my opinion. I may be wrong to some viewers, but sexy to me is not showing skin. Sexy to me is within. It's how you see the world. It's how you vision yourself. It ranges a lot of things, not just one thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think this young generation get it twisted. But that's okay. You learn and you grow. You know what I'm saying? So they'll get it.
And when can we expect that to hit the market, and where people, or if it's going to be online vision or store
it's
vision?
It's going to be online and in a catalog. And right now my manager, we're collaborating with each other trying to get all the details worked out, because we have the stuff to put out. We just got to get it. So if it comes in high demand, we can get it out there to the fans, you know, to the ladies there. And I just want them to know, it's like on a, you know, the after five, the ballroom gowns and some A-line dresses like Jackie or Nassus Kennedy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So some of that stuff like that, you know, just to show that, you know, because you got the men imitating women, and as ladies, we don't got so thugged out, so we don't twist no more. We don't bend our wrists. And this generation ain't never heard of a slip going up on the dress, so wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know.
And we'll definitely be looking forward to that. We're going to be checking out.
And you got a big surprise coming. You got a big surprise. I want your viewers to keep listening, keep watching, because when it comes, when it airs, I'm going to shut the world down. Keep looking.
Y'all heard that? Nobody want pay attention to the Queen. She said, keep watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We're definitely going to keep tuning in. We appreciate you so much dropping by on our anniversary. And
thank you, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you so much, and we just appreciate you so much, man. You're doing a great job on the show. You keep us watching, and just keep up the good work, and good luck on everything you got coming up, Mom.
Thank you so much, and keep on. There's more one-liners to come. I just keep them coming, Donna.
The one-liners, and that is the one and only. Mama D, remember, the Twitter is T-H-A. Real Mama D. That's M-O-M-M-A-D-E-E. Rough and raw. My man's in there. Keeping it real.
That's the way to do it.
That's right. 646-595-4038. Let's see here. We got a lot of people on the line. Let's go here to, let's see. I don't know, they blocked their number. This is the Heaven Hollywood Experience. You're on the air with Heaven Hollywood. Who's on the line?
This is Brother Ron.
Brother Ron, how are you, sir?
Okay, man. I'm making it. Thank you.
You want to drop in and wish India and Dollhouse Radio it's their fifth anniversary, and it's the Heaven Hollywood Experience's first anniversary. You want to drop in and give a little happy anniversary to the crew?
Yeah. Happy anniversary to the crew, to Miss India, and to the rest of the Dollhouse Radio DJs and I should say shock jocks and stuff. Yeah. You know, you try to keep it shocking at times.
Yeah, we try. We try to keep it as shocking as possible.
Yeah,
and we want to,
you know,
we want to definitely keep you entertained.
It's not too much Howard Stern, but you're trying to get there, you know. I keep telling you, I'm definitely not in his class, but I'm on my way. Okay, you know, but you're getting the listeners. That's what's happening right now. You're getting the
absolutely.
People involved, definitely. Shoot, I mean, I'm still waiting for Ms. Jenna Jackme to come and Roxy Reynolds. I mean, they promised me, and I'm still waiting. So,
you definitely have to tune in because India, she definitely makes it happen.
I know.
So,
I hear you.
Definitely keep tuning in. We're gonna keep tuning in because I'm gonna have a special guest from the adult film world calling up. And quite a minute, I believe she's on the line. And Brother Ron, we thank you so much, an avid listener. Let's see here. I think this is my girl on the line here. This is my boo thing calling in.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Miss Bethany Benz is live on the Heaven Hollywood Experience. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? What's going on?
Doing good. And we thank you for checking in on our anniversary. This is a nice surprise. I was hoping that you would call in. And what have you been up to? I know you got a lot of things popping off. Ms. Bethany Benz, my top adult film star right now.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Yeah, congratulations on the anniversary and everything. I have everything going on. I don't know. So, still same thing. I'm still working, doing big things, you know.
Driving the fancy cars. I be seeing you.
I don't live in New York, so I don't think you see me.
I be seeing you down in Florida, trust me, I see you. I don't just stay in New York. We all over. Tell them I'm answering them.
You did not see me drive by. No, you did not.
I be seeing you down there on Biscayne Boulevard flying. I see you.
I don't drive a fancy car. I just have a foreign car. What's fancy about that?
So,
I'm just being humble.
You're staying humble. You're trying to stay under the radar.
Hey, I mean, I have like a reliable foreign car. That's not fancy. That's just regular.
Now, what do you have as far as coming up in any of the you know, you go to some of the exoticas. You don't attend them. You know, you don't attend a lot of them. What,
if they don't pay me, I'm not
going
to be there. Like, if they're not paying me,
Randy,
I ain't
applaud
going.
This broad. She said if they're not paying her, she ain't got it. Oh, my goodness. So, now, Bethany, let's keep it real. Let's see a lot of people, you know, because a lot of people get confused, you know, about when they go out to the convention and so it. When you go, do they pay you to appear, or, you know, are you there, do you have to pay for the booth, are they comping you anything, or, because I know a lot of people say that they got to pretty much foot their own bill for the exoticas.
Well, this is how it goes. Like, if you have your own company, your own website, your own thing, and you want to make money off of that, you know, like, let's say you have your own website and you want to appear at Exotica, you have to comp your own everything. You have to pay for the booth, but it's paying you. But if I'm a girl and I'm signing for a company, that company is going to pay me pretty much. Unless some girls, depending on who it is, if some companies pay, some companies don't pay, and basically you just make money off signing pictures or whatever you sell or whatever. Like, I think they might fly you there. You might have to pay for your own flight. But the way I work, if you don't pay me before I get there, I'm not coming. Like, I don't care what it is. So
basically,
that's just me.
So basically, they have to pay you, or you're not even making an appearance.
Exactly. Like, it's like, no, I don't care. Unless it's just beneficial for me in any other way, I will not be making an appearance unless you pay me before I even get there. So that means I'm going to make money while I'm there, but you're
right.
Going to pay me to be there anyways. So, yeah.
Okay, and we're talking to Bethany Benz, Club Bethany Benz on Twitter. Good question here is this. When you do a show, because you've already made notes and you said, listen, I go out there and I don't dance. So when you're featured on you know, at the clubs or what have you, what do you do for, you know, because you be coming out of there with, you know, with a pretty penny. What do you do for the and the guys throw money at you if you're not dancing and you're not fully stripping?
She just shows up.
What do you mean? I'm not fully stripping. I don't have no problem with fully stripping. Like, it just depends on the club policy.
Right.
Know?
Now do you go, because you've already made notes, you've always said, I don't be going out, I'm not no dancer. You know, so tell us what is a Bethany Benz show like? When you hit the stage, you go out there, the first thing you're taking off is the top to show that rack, correct?
I mean, I don't need to be a professional pole dancer to put on a sexy show. So, you know, gentlemen's club is basically, you know what guys want to see. So that's
absolutely. We want to see your act. Like, because when you come out there, I'm speaking for myself. My man's and them, you're a rack man or ass man? I want to see Bethany's rack when she comes out on stage, because she's already showing the best part of this woman is her face, without a doubt. So she's already showing that when she walks out. The first thing I want to see, I want the top off, because her rack is off the chain.
I'm an ass man, but I also don't mind a good rack also, definitely, yeah.
So, you know, when you come now, how about this? And I'm going to see if you can remember. On a show night, what is the biggest pot that you remember coming home with from doing a show?
Just tips alone.
Tips alone, yeah. We're not gonna be all in your pockets and ask, you know, what your rate was or what have you.
I mean,
but,
like I said, I don't really do much, you know. The most I probably will be on stage is like for 3 songs, which is like 9 minutes.
Right.
So I think the most was like 1,500 and once.
In 9 minutes? Jesus Christ!
Seriously.
Yeah, I couldn't take it to the bank. I remember that because I was so embarrassed to take that much singles to the bank. So I was kind of like, that was my gas money for a long time.
So,
because if I show up to my bank with all those singles, they're going to look at me like I'm doing something else, so no.
So, 1,500 in 9 minutes. All right, and now, do you, because like I said, this is very educational, because a lot of people don't know this. If someone says, hey, I want you to take a photo shoot for me, you're going to charge them, do you charge them for the photo shoot?
It depends. No, sometimes I don't charge. It just depends on, like, I mean, if I can use the pictures, and if it's a good
right.
photographer, we can just do, like, if I need pictures, I won't even charge anything. It will be like a
right.
flip. Like, sometimes I even pay for pictures. It just depends.
Right.
It just depends. Like, but if it has no meaning to me, meaning, like, I can care less about those pictures.
Can't benefit from it.
Or the meaning for it, like, so it's benefiting you, yeah, I'm going to charge you, you know, so, yeah.
Absolutely.
It basically just depends.
Yeah, so pretty much if it's just benefiting them, because you know how dudes are, you guys out there, stop trying to approach her to take photo shoots for you, and you know good and damn well you ain't doing nothing with that website, you ain't making no money, and it's not going to benefit us. So don't be trying to ask for no
pictures, and then
if you ain't coming up off
like,
no
I
money.
Mean, I'm not saying about everybody. Some photographers are not good. Just because you're taking pictures doesn't mean those are good pictures. I'm like, I don't need you to make me look uglier than I am. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
come on, Bethany.
Everybody with a camera is not a photographer.
That's right. I call them, my man's and them, I call them, and instead of photographers, I call them NWCs, nigga with camera. I don't even call a photographer, just a NWC, just a nigga with camera.
And then girls are complaining, like, oh, those pictures are not good, something wrong with me. I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with you, something wrong with the fucking photographer. Like,
we're talking to my girl Bethany Benz, checking in with us for our anniversary. All right, let's just keep it real. Put somebody on blast. Give me a photo shoot that you were absolutely not satisfied with, and you said, I'm not working with this dude ever again.
Nah, I can't do that.
Come on! You know how we give it up here.
I mean, I don't really, this is the thing, I don't shoot with a lot of people. There you go. Hmm. I stick with I know the photographers, like, me and my photographer, like, it's like a relationship. I don't cheat on them. I'm sorry. So I'm very anal. But there was some dude in New York. I don't even freaking know his name. Yeah, I don't think he liked me. He made my pictures look bad. So there you go.
Oh, a dude in New York didn't that mess you up. Well,
you
make
know
sure
who you are.
Yeah, I'll find you.
Okay,
messing you up.
I don't even know his name to even put him on blast, so let's just leave it alone, you know?
Well, that just shows right there that he wasn't really nice. Well, Bethany, man, we want to thank you for checking in. I appreciate you so much. Make sure we're going to get up again. And thank you for you know, just chiming in and giving us a few minutes on our anniversary, girl.
No, definitely. It's my pleasure. You guys stay out of trouble or don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, boy. The one and only Stephanie Benz. Damn, she fine.
I'm trying to do something she wouldn't do tonight. Shit.
646-595-4038. It's been crazy already, my man to them, Mama D. We kicked off the show with Maya. Big Glide chimed in. Let's see, I got a director coming up. My man Sesh, he should be coming up in a minute. 646-595-4038. Let me check this line here. 347, who we got on the line?
Well, everybody.
347, what's going on? Who we got on the line?
No, what's good? It's your boy M. Session.
Session in the building?
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on, my brother?
Well, everything's good, man. Just had to leave out of this, Diamond had a premiere of a TV show, Sisterhood of Hip Hop. Had to walk outside just to talk to y'all.
And we do appreciate that, man, chiming in on our anniversary. My first anniversary with Heaven Hollywood Spirits and the fifth anniversary with Dollhouse Radio.
Congratulations.
Let us know, man. Thank you so much, man. Let us know exactly, tell us a little bit about what you got into that we want to speak on, this past week that a lot of people was talking about.
Okay. You know, I do the film thing. I've been doing this for about, 6 years, gradually getting better now. A lot of my stuff is getting picked up by a lot of the media.
Right.
Last week, Jocelyn was in Long Island at Wall Street.
Mm.
And she was out there doing a lot. I mean, I got a lot of the footage, and I didn't put a lot out just because, I'm not that type of dude just putting everybody on blast crazy.
This is Jonathan from Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta.
Definitely. Stevie J was there. They was having a good time. It was cool, though. They was cool people. They had a little toy contest and all that. It was a good time for a cameraman, what I'm talking about?
Right. Were you the only, I believe someone told me that you were, like, one of the few media that was allowed in the building.
Oh, yeah, I was the only one.
Mm.
I mean, Wall Street treats me good, so I want to give a big shout-out to Club Wall Street. I got a good relationship with Cool G. I think you're
right.
Going to speak to him later and all that. So they just
right.
Look out. And everywhere I go, I want to shout-out to KB. PR firm. She looks out Bernadette. Shout out to Bernadette. She's been looking out. She holds me down.
Right. Now, Seth, this is because we're pretty much living in the age where, and I shout you out, being a filmmaker myself, you're living in the age now of what I just mentioned with Bethany Benz, the NWC era, the Nigga with Camera era.
Nigga with Camera era, the World Star era, I hear you.
that's what I'm saying. So us directors, us real directors and cameramen, how do you be able to keep your brand above water and able to continuously make money doing that when there's so many other people who are willing to take the hit on quality just to save some money or not want to pay somebody to come out and film, what have you? What do you do to keep yourself, above of treading water and not fall into that same category of everyone else that's losing money in the videography game?
I mean, for one, people understand when they meet me, I'm a good dude, for one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be a good dude, for one, in any business that you're in. And
right.
Two, I mean, a lot of directors, I mean, I'm not throwing no shade to nobody, but editing is big. You understand what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Absolutely. You can have the best camera, you can have the best everything, but if your edit is not flowing and people not feeling it, or it's just, it gets boring after 2 minutes, then... clients are not going to, they're eventually not going to, mess with it.
Right.
So I just I focus on editing, I focus on different angles, views, shots, and being good to the people that, that fuck with me. Excuse me, I don't know if I can curse.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take care of it. Editing
okay,
is important.
Okay.
See that, right? As you said.
There you go. I know what it is because I see a lot of people out there doing it. And I encourage people to do it because film is almost like, it's like music. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist when I'm shooting that film. I'm an artist when I'm directing that. I'm an artist when I'm editing. So I encourage everybody to get into what they're getting into. Enjoy it. Push hard. Be determined in what you're doing. It's all about the aura.
Absolutely. And we're talking to Seth, the director of an album. You have a very – I want you to tell people, because I'm having some people tweeting in saying, what's the pronunciation of your last name? It's very interesting. And so they want to know the pronunciation of your last name.
My full name, my first name is M. Session. My last name is Faluke. And, got a meaning to go with it. The Faluke means placed in God's care. M. Session means one who is patient and submits his heart to the light of God. I got a lot of names. I ain't gonna lie. I play basketball too, so a lot of people out there know me as OJ, the Juice Man. I know some people listening in. So Dyke Man, shout out to Dyke Man, Hoops and Son, Rucker, all that TBT. I be play for money and all that. So pro baller, director, marketing, PR. I got a whole lot going on. You can follow me on the Instagram at the Pow King. A lot of people know me as that, the Pow King or the
Pow right.
King.
That's what I knew you as,
going.
Pow King.
everything's moving. I got a whole lot of names, a whole lot of things going, and it's feeling really good.
646-595-4038. What is the next thing, next big thing you got coming up? Let everybody know, man, where to check you out, what to be expecting, and what's your next big thing coming up?
I got so much on the table right now. I just really want to give a biggest shout out to Bernadette because she's been bringing so much business to me. So all
right.
That's out there. If you just any business that's out there, any PR, any marketing, holler at Bernadette.
That's the girl right there.
You're gonna find if you're the person, you're gonna find who she is. Holler at Bernadette, or you can reach me at the Pow King on Instagram. Revolt TV, BET, we coming out a lot of people right now with different proposals, so it's a lot of things on the
right.
table. So, I don't want to speak on too much, but just look out for it.
That's most definitely. You don't want to jinx it. Just keep doing your thing. Do you do the Twitter or you just rock with the IG? Because I was trying to find you on Twitter.
I know. See, I had the Twitter popping a minute ago and it got hacked. And I really wasn't into Twitter before, but I had about 3,000. It got hacked, and I gave up on it. I was on the Facebook and the IG. You know, the IG is where it's at for me. You know, pictures.
All right.
As good as words, you know?
Yeah, make sure, Seth, you shout out the IG for everybody to check it out.
Definitely, definitely. Follow me at The Pow King. That's T-H-E-P-O-W-K-I-N-G. Yes, The Pow King in the building.
Now, before you go, man, and like I said, we appreciate you checking in on the anniversary. Is that footage ever? Is that footage going to see the light of day? Or you tell you are you gonna hold on to that for a while and not show because it may show her in a light that she may not want out there. So
you
did
know,
she come
you know,
to you and
like,
say
like,
did she come to you and say something like, you know what, it says don't put that footage out there. I'm not ready for people to see that.
You gotta understand, like, I put the best footage out. You know, I put together a nice video, you know, for the people to enjoy and, you know, keep her brand going. Shout out to Stevie J, you know, he wanted to really build on TV, you know, you're a wild boy.
Right.
And he's a wild boy. He's just crazy. So, you know, I can appreciate
right.
watching that type of stuff. So, you know, I'm a good dude. So I want everybody to, you know, mess with me. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to make somebody feel bad about themselves.
Right.
Or, you know, because some people is just different. It's just different people. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I just put out the best material so that people can keep watching and keep looking out, and, you know, keep wondering what's going on. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, man. We definitely going to keep wondering and keep looking out for you, man. I'm be getting up with you on another level until we can get this work. Yeah, I appreciate
definitely,
you checking in with us, man.
Already, man. Congratulations, man. You're doing it big. Keep it up.
Appreciate you, sir. That is Sesh, director, a real director. Doing it big, my man's in him.
Word, definitely. Sounds like it.
Yeah, only person allowed in that Wall Street. So anybody be talking about they got footage, you're lying. You have his footage.
Word,
you know, my brother, yo, I got the footage. So I got footage, son. I was in there. Yo, I got the exclusive footage. No, you don't. You got his footage.
Word.
If you got exclusive footage. 646-595-4038 is the Dollhouse Radio anniversary, fifth anniversary. For Dollhouse Radio, we had, let's see, my man's, and then we had Maya checked in. We had Bethany Benz checked in. We just had Seth DeLuque check in, director. We had the alumni, Big Glide, check in. We got a lot of people, man. Jack Thriller's going to be giving us a buzz. Jessica Canseco is going to check in with us. 646-595-4038. Mama D was off the chain. My man's in them. As far as, let's see, I got other people on the line. Holy smoke. 310 area code. Who could this be?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is India.
Hey,
guys.
Hi, India. This is
the
CEO, creator, and everything else of Dollhouse Radio, making it all happen tonight.
I know.
About to make me cream on myself on top.
I had
everything.
To call in with my sexy voice because I'm all loud and obnoxious, so I wanted to call in with my sexy voice tonight.
Well, I'm about to take it to the bathroom in a minute.
You caught
yeah,
that?
You
I caught that right away, though. I was like, oh, like, hey, how you doing? What
did
you
know
about?
It was me, man, my man's in it? Did you know
I did
me?
Not. I had no idea. That's why I answered, like, hey. Like.
Right. He used to big mouth India. That's why, so, you know.
What's your number?
Yeah, well, I knew it was you only from the phone number. But then when you came on, I'm like, wait a minute, India done put somebody
yeah,
on the
like,
phone.
Hey.
For me.
I want to say, did the Ron guy put us on blast on our show? Because he called in and said that we're not really Howard Stern. Number one, Howard Stern is one of the hottest, one of the best in the media when it comes to radio.
Right.
Okay,
if I can get in, if I'm just in even
radio.
In that conversation, I must be doing something good.
Right. But don't get it twisted. Dollhouse Radio, Heaven Hollywood Experience, and all of our other shows we're definitely great at what we do. So, Ron,
right.
please don't get it twisted, honey. So, yeah, anyways, I just wanted to call in and, you know, put my two cents in, say hi to you guys, and I love you guys. Thank you guys for the support.
Absolutely, and thank you, Cindy, for making everything happen. It's Cindy Morrell. Check out dollhouseradio.com. She's making it happen. And we have a we got people calling in like crazy here. I think, my God, wait a minute, my man to them. Does my eyes deceive me? Do my eyes deceive me?
Oh,
my other crazy, my left-hand bitch.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Miss O.D. Yes, bitch, yes. Let the song. Yes, bitch, yes. Everybody together. Yes, bitch, yes.
Word.
Been gone for a minute, now I'm back at the jump off. What's going on?
Miss Away, get that bitch up for us.
I'm about to play it a lot.
So, D, welcome to the party. Well, it's your party. You're just, as usual, late.
But, you know, got to make an entrance.
Absolutely. Miss O.D., how have you been? Heaven Hollywood Experience crowd has been missing you, but glad to see you here tonight.
I know. Please don't hate me. I'm trying to take over the world, and it takes a lot of time to do that. I do apologize, but I'm working
absolutely.
On big things.
We don't hate you. Not yet. Me and my manager, and we do talk dirty about you. Not in a good way. It changed. It used to be we used to talk dirty in a good way. About you, but
I believe it.
Right, we're actually texting back and forth right now, cursing you out, actually. So you know,
appreciate the honesty.
So we are in the middle here of a crazy, what is it called? A crazy anniversary, where Maya kicked us off. She called up nice and early and got us started with a happy anniversary, and she. You know, wanted to give the station a shout-out, showing love. We had big adult film star Bethany Benz. We had Mama D, you just missed her, at the bottom of the hour from Love & Hip Hop, in here going in on Erica Dixon.
She does not like that Erica girl, boy.
She does not like that Erica Dixon. We had my man, the director, Seth Faluke, just call in. We got some more guests coming up. I got my... We just got a full slate here tonight. Just so much. I believe
yeah,
it is
like
my man from Big... What would you say, Miss O.D.?
I was going to say it's just like a regular anniversary. You know, you got to pull out all the stops, the shit that you don't do during the year. Make it right today.
Right.
Make it right.
Damn right.
Absolutely. We got my man. The entertainment company is Big Money Getter Entertainment. He's got some exclusive. He's going to follow up on this Jocelyn stuff. This is my man, Curdy. Big Money Get Entertainment. Curdy, you're on the Heaven Hollywood Experience with Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies. My man, what's up?
What's going on, Heaven Hollywood?
Absolutely, my
welcome.
Brother. Welcome to the show. That
okay,
man,
okay.
The
Big G in the building, you know.
That's a businessman.
Yeah, I'm about that money.
Absolutely, sir. And now you're doing big things. You're actually the owner of the nightclub Wall Street?
Well, it's not completely official yet. You know, we're working on the papers right now. I'm managing it. I'm running it, so.
Big
you
things,
know, it's,
my
it's,
brother.
It's crazy.
Wow. So right now you're managing this club, and you had... Jocelyn Hernandez last week, and you know Jocelyn got into it. I saw an exclusive. I broke an exclusive on the website. Let's just keep it real. It's out there anyway. What would Jocelyn call herself doing? As far as doing her media press and her pictures, what was Jocelyn asking for?
Well, I can't really give you the accurate answer to that. You know, my partner was kicking it with her manager, and I guess it was the day after the incident that they said happened. So she wasn't really responding. She wasn't really alert for that.
So she was just kind of dipping and dodging.
I don't know what to call it, but maybe.
I heard, like I said, I'm trying to get the confirmation, but I heard she was asking for some money, trying to do some for some press. Now, I don't know what part of it, and Stevie J was with her, and I know Stevie. Stevie, you should be ashamed of yourself. Good damn well that girl ain't getting no money for no press.
Yeah, there was a few press stations that went to get an interview with her. We wasn't really able to make any of that happen.
So couldn't make it happen, and probably be because, she was looking for some compensation. Now, you've had a few people pop off of Wall Street. Wall Street has popped off big this year. Tell us about some of the guests that you've had down there in Wall Street.
Well, I had Fresh Montana there a few weeks ago. That was pretty dope.
Okay.
Chloe
with him?
No, Chloe didn't come with him. He came with Reek the Villain.
Okay. That's my boy. Shout out to Reek.
Yeah, Reek. That's that nigga.
Okay. And you also, I believe early in the year, Tahiri. Didn't Tahiri kick off the wasn't she the first guest, when Wall Street reopened?
Well, when it reopened, Tahiri was our first guest. We had a huge party with her. We was very successful with her. Shout out to Tahiri. She's been real every bit of the way.
Absolutely, man. And now the night, Wall Street right now, we're going to get to it. We got a special guest calling. Wall Street right now, what is the hottest night for Wall Street?
Well, we call it Famous Fridays. We have the Fridays that look real good. That's we did a lot of big acts there on Fridays, but recently we started doing the acts on a Wednesday to see what our turnout would be, and it's been successful.
Oh, on Wednesday. So now, did they pop this off 7 nights a week or what, brother?
Well, we looking to pop it off 7 nights a week. Right now it's just the Wednesday, the Friday, and the Saturday. Saturday we do Latin night down there.
Okay.
So
Saturday Latin night, and give us a little. And I know you're short of time. You're out there getting that money. Give us a little, real quick, a little dress. Cause I don't want to show up there and you're big time. So I show up there like, yeah, this is Heaven Hollywood. He was on my show. And you know what happens when Miss OD, when you be telling people you know the owner of the club, and the next thing these niggas on their phones like, hold on, let me call them.
And they
just
feel like they don't lie.
Stand outside. No, let me call me.
Our guy's not that bad. The security's not that bad. But we require you to come presentable.
Right.
We do casual dress. So sneakers are good.
Okay.
Really, it's really like a turn up. You come out to look good, you come out to have a good time.
All right, there you go. Now, I'm going to be coming out there now. Curry, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm telling you right now, I'm dropping names. I'm not even going to hide. I'm dropping names when I get to the door. Like, yo, that's my cousin. Yo, go get Curry.
go get my brother.
Absolutely, man. Yo, let them know on you're promoting. If you're on the IG, if you're on Twitter, let them know, man, where to hit you up at, man. I definitely want to have you come back on the show on one of your nights, and we can get the play-by-play of what's going on.
All right. Well, I'm on the Instagram at Cool G De Niro. That's Cool G, COOLG, De Niro, DENIRO. It's real simple. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter with that. We have the website, BigMoneyGetter.com, where you can follow a lot of the stuff that we did and a lot of our upcoming events. So we're doing pretty good.
Yo, we definitely going to be checking for you, man. I'm definitely going to come out to Wall Street. Me and the crazies are going to come out there and turn up.
All right, we got a Maybach Music Showdown birthday party this week. We have Torch and Gunplay coming by celebrating their birthday.
All right, that's what's up, man. We definitely want to check you out, yo, man. I appreciate you checking in with us. Make sure we get back up at a later date. We're going to be out there at Wall Street, bro.
All That's a fact. Can't wait to meet you, Heather. Shout
no
out to
doubt,
the show.
My man. Thank you for checking in on the anniversary.
Yeah. It's Cool G in the building.
It's a good dude, man. That's a good dude. He's doing big things, too. Turning in the building. We got to go down there, man.
Can
Let's
we,
see.
Please?
I got a special guest here calling in. There she is. Jessica! Jessica, is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what up?
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hello?
Hi. You were just live and we heard your whole conversation.
Word.
Hello?
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, my God. You guys are there. I've been having a total conversation. Surgery, boobs, hit back.
Jessica Castego. Hollywood exit. Well, Jess, you made it through the season in one piece.
Oh, my God, I'm still alive.
She made it through. Now, Jessica came through Miss O.D. She's chilling with my mans and them a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago. Just,
okay.
It's coming through and shutting down all those rumors about all those haters that was coming at her. So she put an end to all that a few weeks ago, and she said, I wanted to ask her. I asked at that time, did she make amends with all the girls? And she said, well, you just got to watch. So now that the season is over, correct? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now the season's over. It looks as though, like, not every girl seemed to be good with you. The apology just didn't seem to be enough. So,
well, God,
where
damn.
Do you go from here
you know
with those
get
girls?
Over it. They're all going to have to get over it, damn it. Like,
that's
geez,
right.
Okay, you know? I might
get
have said a couple things
on.
Here and there. We all say shit, you know, and I probably said when the waiter left, I mean, he probably looks like, you know, a humpback or whatever. I don't know. You know, we say shit. God, now give me a break. God, I was sensing. I was, geez. Maybe I was having a bad night. Get over it, Shamika. God.
Shamika. Now, Shamika, didn't she just get it done? Now, she's the one. And, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. Once I turn on Hollywood Exes, if it's not Nicole Murphy or Jessica Castego, I really don't watch. I'm not even going to lie. But after them two, I really don't watch. How are you? You and Maite good again? You guys said Tina got close to one. But now it didn't seem like when you came back, when you showed up, and you gave your opinion. It seemed like she was kind of like she didn't want you there. She felt as though you shouldn't have showed up. Are you and Maite good?
Well, you know, she didn't know I was coming. I kind of surprised them all, except for Nicole.
Right.
So, no, we're good. Maite and I are really good. We're really close. And, you know, we're there for each other. You know, TV's an odd thing. Obviously, reality shows are kind of like you don't really get the gist of what's really going on. And
right.
Some of it, you know, exploited a little more and blown out of proportion. But let me just tell you one thing. Shamika and I are not friends, okay? That's
real.
Okay? You know, I like Trey. I like all the girls. But Shamika and I are not cool. That's all I have to say. So next season, we'll see what happens. I'm not
so
going
you
lie.
And
–
oh, wow,
down.
That's so funny. So you and Drea are good. But
I mean,
Drea
I
gave it to you pretty rough.
Yeah, Drea is, like, horrible. But she's – okay, whatever. You know, she's going through her shit with her guy.
I love her.
Her.
She, really, you know what? It's whatever.
I like Drea. I like Drea off camera. Can I? I'm not going to lie. I do.
Oh, you like Drea.
Yeah.
Ms. O.D.,
like
you were saying you like Drea.
I like Drea off camera. Like on camera.
Oh, off camera.
I don't really like anyone. I like everybody off camera. When we're not filming, I'm just going to be honest.
Right.
Everybody's different. You know, but whatever. Anyway,
oh,
very
so,
true.
So, little sub. I got a little sub exclusive. So everybody's a little different when the bright lights aren't shining on them.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. I got to put a little makeup on, I'm not going to lie. And little eyelashes. Seriously. And some of you lift my ass up and do some squats.
So now that the season's over, what's going on? Okay, what's the love life looking like? Are you still dating that guy from the show?
I was never dating that guy from the show. God, he was just a friend.
That you weren't dating.
You know what? Cherie set us up. He's actually one of the most amazing guys in my entire life that I've ever met. He is a real, real life shit. And I'm peeing right now. I'm really peeing while I'm telling you this, so I'm just being honest.
Exclusive.
There's some tinkling.
Peeing. Give that broad an applause for admitting that.
I'm peeing. I'm just being real right now. But he's like one of the most amazing guys. But, you know, it's just, I actually am dating somebody else now. But, yeah. Anyway, you'll have to watch season 28.
So, can you tell us this? Have you guys been signed on for a new season yet?
Well, there's no word. Wait, hold on. I got to flush. You're gonna have to hold on.
Nice.
Got flush. Hashtag real nigga shit. We don't know yet. We don't know. We are locked in. If they want us, they've got us locked in, but we haven't heard, and we don't have the official word yet on it. So we're still waiting to see. I'm, like, hanging on eggshells, stressed about it. God, please. I don't
but
even
that
have
means
any
you'll
friends.
Be willing
please.
To do another season,
please.
Is that right?
I mean, if they hire me back, I'm locked in. I guess I'm going to have to, but I'm going to put up my goof. I might push somebody down.
Girl, you don't got to do anything but be black and die.
Why does everybody think I'm so white? God. Seriously. Nobody wants to be white.
Anyway, okay. Delete.
Those are my friends. Delete.
Jessica, now that your daughter's off in New York.
Oh, did you get a hold of her?
She's off in New York now, right?
No, did you get a hold of her, by the way?
No, I didn't get a hold of her. I'm gonna have to let you handle that for me. She's not responding
to
me.
Her.
I don't have the same effect on her as I do on you, obviously.
Yeah, I barely get a text back from her, so she's not in New York yet, but she's moving there slowly.
Okay, and now are you going to be doing any will that make you now appear in New York a little bit more?
Oh yeah. I love New York. If she's there, I gotta go. I gotta
Absolutely.
Help my bird. Yeah.
Well, how does Jose feel about the whole New York thing? For some reason,
Jose
I just don't
who?
Think that he's too fond of it.
Jose who? Jose who? This is the crazy character he's talking about.
Oh, man. Well, I guess that's my answer.
Oh, shit.
A.K.A. who the fuck cares?
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. What are we up for?
Oh, Jessica, thank you for checking in with us and giving us the exclusive tip.
Happy anniversary to you guys.
Oh, thank
you so much, Jessica. We appreciate you calling in. And,
how many years has it been?
Well, it's 5 years for Dollhouse Radio itself, and it's actually me and my crew's first year. It's our one-year
wow.
anniversary. It's our first year on Dollhouse. We were somewhere else before Dollhouse, and now
okay.
This is Dollhouse's fifth anniversary.
Awesome. Well, happy anniversary. Love you guys. You guys are the best.
Sure. Love you, Jessica, and we thank you and appreciate you so much. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome. Any more nonsense, just call me up and I'll let you know. No, I will. Whatever.
Oh, yes. The nonsense, we're calling Jessica ASAP.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Jess. We appreciate you. She's been nuts. 646-595-4038. Don't get no more exclusive than that. My man's in them.
She is funny as hell.
Tell me that didn't turn you on.
It turned me on. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I'm a little.
Just knowing that Jessica Canseco was peeing.
Well, yeah. I'm a freak like that, though. So whatever. Don't judge me.
So,
as we would
say
back in the day, that's a lucky toilet.
I'm judging.
You're judging.
I'm judging. How y'all getting all excited because she had to take a wee-wee? I can't.
It's not the wee-wee.
Justin, say something.
Other things going on that, you know, you think about. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that right now. I'm a pervert.
Oh,
whatever.
My goodness.
Clearly.
Yeah.
646-595-4038. 405 area code. Jordan, Heaven Hollywood Experience.
Hello.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Greg.
Greg, what's going on, man?
I'm having an awesome night, and congratulations on the anniversary.
Appreciate you.
And
what are you
on?
Doing tonight on Dollhouse Radio's anniversary?
Actually, hitting a couple of shows.
Okay.
And I would like to say to Miss India Morale, congratulations.
The CEO, or the one who makes it all happen?
She knows me.
Yeah, she's mentioned it. She knows who you are. Avid listener. She definitely knows who you are, Greg. We know you are. You're a big supporter of Dollhouse Radio. And here at the Heaven Hollywood Experience, we're going to try to keep the experience going for you on Tuesday nights. And hopefully we can you get the same support as you're doing tonight that we can get every Tuesday.
And trust me, I love the work that you guys do. It's awesome.
Give that man an applause. That was a nice thing to say. Feels good to be appreciated. Guys, doesn't it feel good to be appreciated?
Damn right.
Sure does.
That's awesome. Greg, what's some of the shows you're hitting up tonight?
What?
What's some of the shows you're that you're checking out tonight?
Actually, just hit Miss V.
Okay.
After Dark.
Right.
And this show.
Oh, okay. You're making your rounds.
Oh, yes.
Well, you just keep on, man. You got another show?
No, actually, not tonight. Actually, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to bed.
I hear you. Greg's worn out from all the celebrating.
I mean, it's about 8 minutes after my bedtime.
Well, we appreciate you putting in that extra effort to show us some love.
Absolutely, Greg. We appreciate you. Have to give him a hand for that. Thank you, Greg. Greg loves India and big support on Dollhouse Radio. Put in the extra 7 minutes.
That makes a difference. That's a big difference.
A big difference. 7 minutes. I could be almost asleep.
True story. When that alarm go off and you got 7 minutes left before you really got to get up, you're going to take that 7 minutes.
646-595-4038. Man, this night was crazy. So far, we had Mama D. Maya kicked us off. The boss lady, India Morale. We had Seth Faluke called in. He's the director that was on the scene with Jocelyn Hernandez the other night, the only camera allowed in the building. We spoke to the owner of that club, Curdy, big money getter. We got to go out to Wall Street one night and turn up. I'm waiting on my man Jack Thriller. Jessica called in and took a piss. Jessica's crazy. 646-595-4038. I was going over something, Ms. O'Day. I'm going to get your talk about it. I'm going to get your opinion on it. And that's the story that I broke exclusively on my website. And I said, I'm changing, and I believe I brought this up. I don't know whether Miss O.D. probably wasn't here, but I brought this up a few weeks ago. Or then again, you may have been here. The On the Run tour, Beyonce and Jay-Z. First thing, did you sacrifice a mortgage for a month and go check the show?
Absolutely not. Isn't it coming out on HBO for free?
You were ahead of the game. You found that through that,
listen,
huh?
Listen, they could kick rocks with no shoes on with that shit right there.
Wow.
Hey.
No shoes on.
Word, damn.
So, damn, that can hurt.
Word.
So, I'm changing the name. I told my man to them. I'm changing the name from the On the Run tour to the On the Rocks tour. Because
shit's looking rough.
According to sources, and my sources are always the best, because I don't, you know, my motto, I don't print unless it makes sense. Seems like every day, I'm reading off my site, HH Exclusive, Heaven Hollywood Exclusive. Seems like every day we're seeing some new pics from the On the Run tour showing how much Beyonce and Jay-Z are in love with each other. But is it all just a cover-up? Well, according to a very close source to a personal road manager of Beyonce, she does have several road managers, but is one close to a personal road manager, all of the pictures are a mirage. Beyonce and Jay-Z's marriage is in trouble. They have had serious issues with their marriage dating all the way back to Beyonce's Super Bowl performance. Damn, that was like 2 years ago. Back to Beyonce's Super Bowl performance. The elevator fight between Jay-Z and Beyonce's sister Solange, allegedly over designer Rachel Roy, which I reported to everyone before TMZ, seemed to be the breaking point. Jay and Beyonce has allegedly participated in marriage counseling via Skype, according to several sources. Now, Miss O.D., you weren't on the line when I mentioned this, but there was a picture in the New York Times about a week and a half ago, and it was Jay-Z, it was Beyonce, it was... of course, the security guard was in the back or whatever. It was one of the party, one of the club, one of their concert promoters, and then it had a picture of a white female, and it said, "Their accountant." Okay. Well, good old Heaven Hollywood decided to do some snooping.
Love
and
it.
And I looked up this woman, and it turns out she's not an accountant. She's a marriage counselor.
Oh, so now she travels with them? Niggas need a chauffeur and shit?
Yeah, so, see, they have a marriage counselor traveling with them. These people are, and so according to my source, they spend hours at rehearsal without saying a word to each other, even though they have denied the tattoo engagement ring that they put the four on the finger, those tattoos are gone, allegedly.
Already?
So they have both been removed. You know, and they have also, Beyonce, according to them, has not worn her wedding ring in months. So along with the, you know, the reports of Jay-Z and the infidelity and everything going haywire with Solange, you know, they're in trouble, according to them. And I said before, I said, because the tour is worth so much money, there's no way they was going to cancel this tour. However, once it's over and they dally up all the money and
split it down the middle.
Yeah, and they split it through the middle, you're going to hear a big announcement. But you know that right now. Heaven Hollywood letting you know. 646-595-4038. We got another surprise guest from 646. What's up?
Man, where the hoe is at?
My man. Let everybody know who this crazy nigga is here on this line.
Yo, what's happening, man? It's Young Jack Thriller, man. I'm out this bitch, man. Come on, man. Y'all know about me.
Jack Thriller in the building, man. This is 50.com. Jack Thriller, man. Let everybody know, man, you've been all over the place. I've been seeing you. Every time you turn, Jack Thriller right now is running New York, man. What's some of the things you got popping off, man? Because you've been everywhere. I've been seeing you every other day.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. Come on, man. You know, when you're getting money, man, you know, you got to put the campaign for him, man. Ain't nobody else running for president. Ain't nobody else running for real, nigga.
Absolutely, man. And, Jack, now, over there right now on this50.com, you got that, you know, everybody right now, this is the show that people are trying to get on. You know, they trying to get interviewed by Jack Thriller. What's been so far this year, and I know you've interviewed a lot of people, what's been your most memorable interview this year? What interview did you have the most fun with?
Man, dog, I ain't gonna even front. I gotta be honest with you, dog. This year been kind of a blur for me.
Right.
I tell you, I'm supposed to be doing my man Everlast tomorrow from House of Pain.
Right.
I'm really excited about that. Been a big fan for a long time.
Right. Everlast, that's a big interview.
Yeah, man. You know, the legends, man. I don't like all these new niggas and shit, man. You know, they ain't really my time.
Right. Me too. He's just like me.
Let me see, man. Like what have I done this year? Nigga, I interviewed Elder Boys this year. That shit was dope as fuck.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
I interviewed Chemistry this year. Y'all know Kim?
No, I don't know Kim.
You don't know, man, it's a lady on the phone. I know you know Kim.
Kim, Ms. O.D.?
Well, please don't.
Now, you're pretty in touch. You're pretty, Ms. O.D., I know you probably know.
I can't say I do.
You don't know Chemistry?
No, Ms. O.D., you don't know Chemistry. Ms. O.D., you know everybody.
K-E-M.
I know.
Can you Google that right now?
Google Chemistry. K-E-M. Chemistry? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Miss O.D., I'm shocked.
I know. Listen, I told you I'm trying to take over the world over here.
You
were
telling me everything. Okay. And it's K-E-M. It's Chemistry spelled with a K-E-M. All right, here we go.
You see that, nigga?
Yes.
Let me tell you,
no one
that's one of the hottest
name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right
now. I remember. Yes. Okay.
He's so dope. You gotta check him out on Pandora. He do his thing, man. You know, I do hip hop all day, but sometimes I can't bibbity bop. I can't bibbity boo. You know,
oh my
god. Relax, gosh, man. I want to chill,
seal.
Man.
This
you know
the dude
what I'm saying?
I was saying was the seal lookalike. He's awesome.
But he ain't got them scars.
Right. Now, a lot of people, when you first came on the scene, a lot of people want to know, I got people tweeting at me, do you still fuck with Pumper?
Pumper doing his thing right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand,
That's my guy,
had a little
man.
Reality show.
Right.
We was trying to get that shit on TV.
Right.
But, you know, I had a request. I said, hey, look, man, if we're going to do this show, you can't be putting all that porn star shit in there. With. And when I say porn star shit, you can't be having, like, you know, girls having sex and having sex with the girls and all that shit.
Right.
Because I'm a comedian. That ain't my world.
Right.
I'm fucking with you. I think you funny and shit. And, you know what I'm saying, we could do some more Amos and Andy type shit. And,
right.
You know, and make the shit pop off. And we did. And the shit was popping. But then,
yes,
you
it
know,
was.
People started feeling themselves and thought that they was the draw.
Right.
And, you know, I had to pull myself back and let them see that, hey, my nigga, this shit don't work without me. And who the last nigga standing?
Mm-hmm. That is a great point. Because it's like, as soon as Jack Thriller was no longer in it, it's like it just disappeared.
Hey, man. Yo, he had a moment. And he didn't understand he would fit the Tyson at the time.
Right. Oh, man. So
he didn't understand he would ice J.J. Fish at the time.
I'm going to tell you something, Jack. I'm going to be honest. We talking with young Jack Thriller. I'll be honest with you, man. I was feeling that porno nigga joint. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I was feeling that joint.
Hey, man, it could have worked.
Right.
We were supposed to take that shit to VH1, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, now that fame, like Jay-Z said, is stronger than heroin. When you look in the mirror like, there I am, and still not realize what you become. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm guilty of it too, but not like some. I've been popular since I was little, man. So I already know what it is. You know, so when it was happening to me, I was trying to let these niggas know, hey, man, we got an opportunity here. And even the other cats that was on the team and whatnot that was in the background, they start feeling themselves. Everybody just start feeling themselves and they stop.
Guys, they weren't even being seen.
Yeah, they was being seen, but they wanted more. And they didn't realize all you got to do is just do what I say.
Right.
It's going to work, man, because I've been doing this shit since I was goddamn 12 years old. I'm 32 now.
Right.
And, nigga, when I was 12, I was in a play with Rerun from What's Happening. Nigga, I was Superman in the Soulja Boy video. Nigga, I was in Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. I was the bitch.
This dude is too much, man. Jack Miller,
man.
He
said, I was the bitch.
It was an honor once again, man, to show you showing love. Like, every time I see you at an event, you mad humble. You show love to people. You don't be trying to shun people off. You try to holler as many people as you can. That's always appreciative. And we just appreciate you, man, dropping in. One day you got to come, you know, hit us up. We can do the full interview joint. Interview you for change, because since we put you on the other side, Kevin, interview you, because, you know, you getting it out here.
Hey, man, yo, Havon, let me tell you something, dog. I like interviewing people, but I don't like getting interviewed. And you know why?
Right, why?
Don't nobody ever ask me no good shit. It's always the shit that I'd have been interviewed about, you know, 4 years ago.
Right.
How'd you lose your eye? How'd you meet 50 Cent? How'd you get on Wildin' Out? All the surface shit. But
see,
what about
now,
the shit?
You got to give us some credit. We didn't ask you not one of those questions.
Man, you ain't asked me one question.
Well, we're not going to do all those things that other people do. When you get on the interview with the Heaven Hollywood Experience and the Crazies, it's going to be conversation.
Yo, give me one original question right now that's about me, that you know about me, that you sure ain't nobody ever asked me right now about me.
Okay.
Can you do it?
All right. Let's see if I can do it. Let's see if I can give Jack Thriller an original question that no one has ever asked him. Do you go to church every Sunday?
Never.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Let me tell you something, dog. My mom and my daddy are ministers and shit, you know.
Oh.
I grew up in church.
Oh, you had enough.
You know, when you go you be kind of desensitized by that shit when you got to go to church every goddamn day.
I know the feeling because my dad's a minister. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, you know, some kids, you know, that shit worked for, but, you know, I always knew what I wanted to be ever since I was a little boy.
Right.
And, you know, I had made plans when I became a man not to go to church and, you know, just keep God in my heart and where I was, you know what I'm saying? My relationship with him is amazing.
Right.
In heaven, that was a good question.
See? See, there you go. Right now, before you go, Jack, man, I appreciate you so much, brother. Right now, other than you, let's take you out of the equation. Who's the funniest dude out there right now? Who makes you laugh? Who actually like, that you watch actually makes you laugh?
Cat Williams makes me laugh, man.
That's my dog.
It's a gang of guys, man. David Chappelle makes me laugh.
Right.
New guys. It ain't no new dude that make me laugh.
You don't like Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart, my homeboy. He doing his thing right now, and he winning, man. And I'm really excited about it. And he deserves it.
Okay.
So, yeah, Kat is a. Yeah, we was talking about the reason why
I even came to New York.
Really?
Yeah, he told me to do that shit about five, six years ago and said it'll be a really good move for me, and it was.
Now, mainstream, big mainstream stuff, movies, what have you, I know that is definitely near in your horizon. Anything that you can exclusively that you can tell us about right now tonight? That's
well, I mean,
the work.
16 or better. You know, that's my new show on thisis50.com, Vlad TV. That shit is popping like a motherfucker. So make sure you check that out. I'm putting on, you know what I'm saying, independent artists and, you know, helping them get their shit popping.
Right.
What else I got going on? I have, I'm about to be the new host of the MC Rap Battles, the Rap Battle League. It's going to be Keith Murray versus Fredro Starr in September.
Wow.
You might see me on the new season of Love and Hip Hop. You can check me out on Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. You can check me out on This Is 50 every day. You can check me out on JackThriller.com, at JackThriller, and on Instagram and Twitter. Young Jack Thriller on Facebook, man.
Wow, you are just accessible.
I got a lot of things going on, man. I also have a pilot that just got picked up by MTV, man, called Get Turned Up, and this is like an artist development show.
Wow.
I had a lot of little things going on, man. The 16 or Better Tour coming to a city near you. So it's like the rap version of American Idol. So if y'all know somebody that want to get down, tell them to hit 16 or Better up, 16 or Better at gmail.com.
Definitely going to do that, man. We appreciate you doing your thing, man. Nobody deserves it more than you. Keep working hard, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Heaven, man. I appreciate you, and thank you, Heaven, a co-host. That's a girl. I don't know her name.
We appreciate you, John, man. We're going to get you back up here soon, man. Keep doing your thing.
All right, cool, man. Y'all be easy now.
All right, good night.
Absolutely, man. One and only, Young Jack Thriller. My brother worked hard, man. He came a ways. We got everybody up here. My man's in them.
Yeah.
It's been a great show. We got graced with the presence of Miss O.D.
Yeah, seriously. I need you to, by the way, before you keep going, I need you to go play the lotto tonight. Like, you need to go to the lotto.
Definitely I'll go play the lotto.
Go to the casino, play the slots, do something tonight. Cause you see
looks like we're going to end this with one more. Looks like one more call here. 516 area code. Join the Heaven Hollywood Experience with Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies.
Last but certainly not least, hi, Heaven. It's Bernadette. How are you?
Bernadette in the building.
What's up? How are you?
Miss Everything. That's your new nickname.
Yo, been an amazing show. You know, shout out to my girl India, of course. You know, owner. That's, you know, you. Shout out to you, Heaven. You did an amazing show tonight.
Thank you.
Just everybody who was the guest, Mama D. You know, her management company just followed me on Twitter. So shout out to them.
That's what's up.
Yeah, no, they're really dope. That was really dope. Shout out to everybody over at Hip Hop Wired. That now you know I'm over at the New York Daily News. Contributing to the Viva section. So shout out to Robert Dominguez of the New York Daily News for hooking that up for me.
Absolutely. And shout out to you for hooking up our links with Sesh and with Big Curdy, man. And we appreciate
and
that
Curdy,
link as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, shout out to Curdy and very extra special shout out to Sesh, man. You know, those, you know, that's homie, that's family, that's you know, I'm you know, I listened and they did a great job. I'm glad they pulled through for you. And I'm just like just here to just tell you, you know, just for the record that I really just support you and what you do. I mean, I really, you know, I dig what you're doing for the community. I dig what you're doing for hip hop. I dig what you're doing. Like, I dig your whole vibe. I just dig it. It's that real, genuine, honest, raw shit. And, you know, real recognizes real.
Damn,
so,
you got me,
you know,
going crazy over here.
Where are
you
from?
Brooklyn?
You from uptown or something? Yeah, man.
Bernadette, man, we appreciate, man. I appreciate the kind words.
No, always.
Do our thing up here, man. We appreciate your support. And
always. I appreciate you
doing
guys
this thing,
man.
You know, you're always welcome up here.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to call in and show some love and to thank you, and once again give shouts out to everybody, and you know, shout out to my boys who did a great job, and of course shout out to Jack Thriller. Been a minute since I connected with him, but you know, he's definitely good people. So shout out to him.
Absolutely, and thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you
for coming
through.
Miss everything.
Yep. Yes. You're the best, Heaven. Thank you, and happy anniversary.
Thank you once again, Bernadette. That is
my pleasure. All right.
Cool lady there. Got to check her out. Her, you know, you might get a little confused because she has that classic name. But make sure, if you want to get into anything that has to do with the industry, very, very well informed. You know, she's not going to let you get jerked. No, that's one thing I like about her. At Bern Giacomazzo, that was Bernadette Giacomazzo. You have to check her. Follow her, man. She's a great follow. And just a lot of information that you can get from her. Well, the show has come to an end, sadly. We want to thank everybody. Thank all the callers. Thank Mama D. My man's and them, great job. Miss O.D., great job. Who else? Jessica, thank her for checking in. We want to thank Bethany Benz, of course, India Morrell. Make sure you check us all out, dialhouseradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at Heaven Hollywood, and Miss O.D. is MZ_OD. My man's in them. Don't worry about him. He's off the grid.
Don't worry about you. Find me in the
street.
Yeah,
he off the radar.
Yeah, find him in the street.
Word.
And don't get smacked when you run up on them. So everyone else, we want a big shout-out to La Rivers doing her thing. Hopefully we reconnect with her again. We miss her up here. And any parting shots, Miss O.D.?
Well, I would just really just like to say, Jay-Z and Beyonce, grab your life. Don't even get it. Just grab it.
Grab your life.
Grab
don't
your
let
life.
This, don't let this industry tear you apart.
Don't let this industry rip you to smithereens. Although I would like to know who she going to be with after him. I mean, where do you go after that?
Well, I'm sure. Well, one thing we can know, she won't have a problem finding any candidates.
Yeah,
my man's and them, parting shots as we leave.
I just want to give a shout out to my baby mama, Maya. You know what I mean?
Word. Maya's, I love when Maya comes through, man. So I think now after she took the piss, I think Jessica Canseco is my new baby mama. I think I'm going to make that. I'm going to go out on Twitter and pronounce that.
Y'all are so out of control. I can't.
I'm
going to
pronounce that. She took a pee in my ear.
If you ever want to get
in my ear.
Affection, take a piss in his ear.
Let me tell you something. If she comes to New York, well, I know she will, because now her daughter is moving here. It's going to give her an excuse. If she comes to New York, I'm going to have her come to my house and pee.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
And leave the door open.
And leave the door open.
That's
leave
not
the door
creepy
open.
At all.
Yeah.
Never. That's not creepy.
I changed my mind, by the way. I'm on Miss O.D. side now. Yeah, that's it.
It's a thin line between cute and creepy.
You stepped over that.
For the crazies and for Dollhouse Radio, we want to say happy anniversary once again to Dollhouse Radio. India, congratulations on 5 years. And this is our first year, and hopefully more to come. And we'll see everybody next week, Tuesday, 10 p.m.
Nice.
Don't forget to check me out on Saturdays, 6 p.m. at Sports Live and Videotape. And I am now on Wednesday's podcast, the Benchwarmers podcast, from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So, in Heaven Hollywood, we're doing our thing. Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies, we are coming. We are coming for all of you.
Now.
All right. See y'all later, man. Appreciate you. Love you guys. Out.
All right. Out. Okay.